Thank you. I wanted to take a step back really quick, just in terms of sort of the rules of engagement for these groups. So Victor, who was introduced to you earlier, should be coming around trying to get you to sign up for a group. He's not really going to give you a choice because of the fact that the groups are all going to be discussing the same thing. The only choice is if you are not comfortable in English, then you will stay in this room, and so then you can just say that you're going to stay in this room. So that is the choice. Either you get assigned, or you're in this room because you want to make sure that you have the translation. And yeah, and so he'll try to split the delegations up a little bit, but all the groups are going to discuss the same questions. So that way, it doesn't really matter what group you end up in. I mean, obviously, different groups will take a different take on the questions, but they're all discussing these same questions that are up right now that I'm going to go through. I also just wanted to say that this meeting so far this morning has been rather formal. You know, people are reading statements and not really open discussion. The whole idea of the breakout groups is informal, open discussions, say what you want, just have a discussion and don't feel like you have to observe all formalities in the discussion groups. So the way that this is going to work is that we will break into these groups and start discussing these questions, which I'm going to read out in a second. And then basically when we start the groups, you can have a quick introduction and get a small discussion started. And then at 1:45, we will have a technical briefing on this topic, which there's a sort of a flyer for the technical briefing that is online. And the idea of the technical briefing is that we will have different people talking about different aspects that relate to these questions so that in the afternoon, when we come back to the groups at 3, then you're in a better position to engage in the discussion. And then you've heard from sort of top experts in the field on what the Gazant methodology looks like, what's going on in terms of remote sensing, what is going on in terms of citizen science, so that you've heard from some other experts when you come back in the afternoon. So I really hope everyone will come back here at 1:45 for the technical briefing so that we can keep to schedule. So the questions that we are going to go over this afternoon are sort of structured around 4 main themes, which are: what are the main priorities in terms of information and monitoring? How can existing legal instruments support these priorities? What are the implications of the options 1, 2, and 3 from the assessment paper? And what are the next steps to be taken to address barriers and opportunities? And to sort of drill down as you're addressing these questions, we think, what should be the suggested elements of a voluntary or binding architecture for monitoring? How could this link with monitoring of the Sustainable Development Goals, where we have a dedicated SDG target on marine litter? How should national information include both information related to the sources and information related to the final location of pollution or pollutants? What role could regional or global data collection and or modeling play in better understanding the status and flows of marine litter and microplastics? How could regional and global partnerships and institutions support data collection or modeling? What role can citizens or citizen science play in information and monitoring? And how do we address the areas beyond national jurisdiction? So those are the big questions that we would like to discuss around during the breakout groups. Thank you.